Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Welcome back. Our guest on the Saitama Hotline, I'm not even going to try to read his resume. It's as long as my leg. He has more than 35 years experience in sports branding and marketing. That includes being a consultant on crisis communications. He's on a number of boards, Columbia Sports Management Program, Drexel Sports Business Program. He's been there. He's done it. He's seen it all. He's the perfect guy to help shepherd us on this whole Aaron Rodgers mess. Joe Favorito, welcome to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on, sir. And here's my first question, Joe. The genie is out of the bottle. I mean, the toothpaste is out of the tube. Aaron Rodgers cannot take back what he said in August about being immunized. But that said, what should he have done when this first became a story last week?
Well, the way to have avoided it was just to come clean in August and not be coy and not wait, as he said on the Pat McAfee show, for someone to ask him another question. Again, you can't get inside somebody's head. You don't know how they're advised. You know, at the end of the day, people want to say what they want to say. But I think that coming clean and saying, you know, I made a mistake. This is really what I should have said. I apologize and let's move on. I'm, you know, I'm contrite about what I said. You know, I don't want to kind of create more distraction in the middle of an NFL season. Probably would have been a good idea, not just for him, but for State Farm, for the Packers, for the NFL, for his teammates. Just a tremendous distraction created, you know, that started in August and finally kind of exploded, you know, last week.
Is it too late for him to just come out and apologize now? Has he protested or defended himself so much or to the point that we're just past it, that he can't even apologize now? The bridge is burned?
No, I think, first of all, it's the NFL. So when you win, people are very forgiving. When you lose, people are less forgiving. He still has a decent amount of his career left. I don't know if apologizing. I thought he explained himself on the McAfee show pretty well. I just don't know why he didn't do it in July. And, you know, why he chose to take some of those stances about, you know, cancel culture and everything else, when in reality, if he would have just come clean and said, this is what I'm doing, he's not the only unvaccinated quarterback in the NFL. He's one of at least three that we know about. You know, this could have all been avoided.
You know, Joe, I'm wondering this, and Aaron Rodgers has been a guy who's been able to build this brand of being a likable guy. He's smart, but yet he's a normal guy. He's hanging out with celebrities, but he's going to the bar and he's having beers with the average Joe. How much damage has been done to his brand? Because I have to think about this, Joe. We're in a very divided country. Our country is split down the middle. One side is repulsed by Aaron Rodgers right now. Another side is standing up for him, embracing him even tighter, saying, yeah, preach for us, brother. Where's his brand stand right now?
I think you know, the best bellwether is probably State Farm, which has said they're going to keep taking a look and see. Now, they did not play any Aaron Rodgers spots on the NFL all weekend. I thought that was a very smart move on their part. You know, they've stood behind him, but they took the stance saying, you know, we don't agree with what he said, but he's been a good partner for us. As far as his brand damage, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not someone who has to go and do more endorsements the rest of his life. He can find an audience that wants to speak. The question is, you know, it's not whether he wanted to get the vaccine or not. It's just the way that he lied about it, and he did lie. I mean, you can play it any way. You can play coy, waiting for someone to ask another question. He knew what he was doing. He made a conscious decision to say what he said, and now it comes out, and now suddenly he's the victim, when in reality he's not the victim. He could have easily put this together, and his management team could have advised him. This is no secret. The NFLPA had to have known about this. The Packers had to have known about this. His agents certainly knew about it. And they could have avoided everything if they would have done it, you know, in a different way. But we're a very forgiving culture. It's amazing what happens when you win on an NFL Sunday and people forgive you for everything else. There have been other things that people have been forgiving for that have been much, much worse. And players have come back from other things that are, you know, much more difficult to come over, in terms of things like crimes. So, you know, this is kind of a crime of popular culture and a crime of the culture that we're in right now. not he didn't break any laws, that's for sure.
Joe, Joe Favorito, sports marketing expert. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Fav. Joe, the NFL has to be really cautious here because more and more people are trying to compare this situation to what happened with Colin Kaepernick. And obviously it's apples and oranges, but yet you have a man who was doing something who and he was basically blackballed out of football, and then you have a man who's doing something, and people are talking about, well, this is different, this doesn't count, and they're bringing race into the situation. How should the NFL address this? What does the NFL need to do to keep walking the straight and narrow and to save face?
Well, the other group that factors into this is the NFL Players Association. Because there's multiple video of him violating the protocol that the PA and the NFL have agreed to. That's a violation. That's a finable offense. I can't see how it can't be a finable offense. The NFL has tremendous tools, and you mentioned Colin Kaepernick. You know, when taking knee obviously became a much bigger deal in the last 18 months to 2 years. The NFL has a great way of measuring sentiment of public and what the share of voices and where this is going. I'm sure that will factor into this. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a flouting of the rules. That's what he did. I mean, you know, if it was any other player, at this point they would have been fined. They would have, you know, they would have probably would have apologized. No one is saying that Aaron Rodgers didn't have to get the vaccine. What they're saying is he's deceived and then he broke the rules, and he did break the rules, and he should be fined for it.
And I guess my last question, Joe, what's going to be the ultimate outcome from all this? Are we going to see any changes or any kind of lasting impact as a result from what Aaron Rodgers said in August and the way he's handled it since?
I think you see it not just in sports, but, you know, across society. And, you know, we're in a very precarious time right now that's not going to change. We're hoping, you know, you saw international travel opened up today. You know, we're hoping that we're getting to the other side of this. It seems like we are. You know, and it's not a question, again, to lose the fact that this is about getting a vaccine, not getting a vaccine. That's not really what this is about. This is about taking the rules that your organization, your team player, has put into effect and saying, you know what, they don't apply to me. And that's not good for the Packers locker room. It's not good for the NFL. It's not good for the NFL brand partners. It's not good for the kids who are following him. It's not good for Packer Nation because he just said, I'm bigger than everything else. It doesn't apply to me. And the rules do apply to him because he's part of a union and he's part of the NFL. And when you look at even things like the collateral damage of sports gambling, I mean, the line from that game on Kansas City went from 1 to 8. You know how many people had put down dollars, hard-earned dollars, you know, in legalized sports gambling that were affected when this decision came about? Now, he would have had to sit out that one game. There's a question, you know, he's got to get 2 negative tests. So there's a question whether he would play this week. But that's at the end of the day, that's what this is about. He chose to be coy, to break the rules, to take the rules into his own hands. And if he would have stated all these things that he stated on the Pat McAfee show in August, I think people would have accepted it. People would have moved on just like they have with Kirk Cousins and other quarterbacks. You know, they play by the rules. They understand the rules. And that's what it is. You're part of a union. You're part of an organization. And you have to do what is collectively bargained for you. End of story. It's pretty simple. And to get into the fact that, you know, this is a human rights issue, this is a personal rights issue, okay. But that doesn't mean that you agree to something when you're in the union and then you decide that you don't want to do it because that's not what you want to do. That's a violation of union rules, I think. So the NFLPA, as well as the NFL, have to address it. I think eventually people will get over it. It depends on where Aaron Rodgers personally wants to take it. And like I said, we're a very forgiving culture, Scott. We're going to see what happens, you know, when he gets back on the field with the Packers. Make it to the Super Bowl. This becomes more of a footnote to history than the main story.
Take it what the man says as the truth. He's got more than 35 experience in sports branding and marketing. You can check out his blog at joefavorito.com. I suggest you follow him on Twitter at Joe Fav. Joe, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate the insight. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. It's Joe Favorito. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Fav.